out to get coconuts, but in some parts of the world, they use their climbing ability to climb up and grab birds and break their wings with their pincers and then drag them into their underground burrows where they would have been too. The few researchers and scientists that have gone out to Lulu Maroro Island have said at night, thousands of these crabs will emerge from their underground burrows and they'll go looking for food. And they have a really keen sense of smell and they can smell blood. So when one of the crabs goes up and grabs a bird and starts ripping it apart, these thousands of others will come charging over and swarm the bird because they smell the blood and they'll rip it to pieces and they'll all try to get in on the action. And so the theory goes, Earhart and Noonan are making their way to Howland Island, and they get off track somehow, and they wind up crash landing 350 miles away on Niku Maroro Island on one of the reefs. Noonan probably dies on impact, and Earhart is badly wounded and probably bleeding. She gets onto the island and she makes her way up to that area where that campfire was found. And for some amount of time, Earhart is able to survive off of whatever she had on her in those glass bottles, but in a weakened state and bleeding, at some point she probably attracted the coconut crabs. One night, they came out, swarmed her, ripped her to pieces, and ate her.